Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. Today we're talking about something bold, the $100,000 website.
This is the episode that might make some people uncomfortable.
Because most business owners hear $100,000 website and immediately think that's insane.
But here's the real question. When does it actually make sense?
Let's start with the obvious. A $100,000 website is not just design.
It's infrastructure, architecture, systems, engineering.
A $10,000 website might be a well-built marketing site for a small business.
A $100,000 website is usually a business engine.
We're talking custom back-end logic.
Advanced integrations with CRMs, ERPs, marketing automation, analytics platforms.
Custom dashboards, API connections, payment logic, security layers.
Enterprise-level performance optimization.
And hours, lots of hours.
Design hours, development hours, QA testing, security audits.
Strategy workshops. Conversion architecture, user journey mapping.
A real $100,000 build often involves multiple specialists, UX strategists, UI designer, front-end dev, back-end engineer, DevOps.
And let's not forget compliance.
Exactly. Healthcare, finance, government compliance alone can drive costs significantly.
So when does it make sense?
When your website directly drives millions in revenue.
When downtime costs you thousands per hour.
When you need custom systems, not templates.
When performance and scalability are mission critical.
Now let's flip it.
When does a $100,000 website not make sense?
When you're validating a startup idea.
When you don't yet have product market fit.
When your revenue doesn't justify the infrastructure.
A lot of businesses overspend on aesthetics before investing in systems.
And others underspend on infrastructure and pay for it later.
So the real decision isn't 10,000 versus 100,000.
It's stage and strategy.
If your website is a brochure, you don't need enterprise architecture.
If your website is your primary revenue engine, you might.
The most expensive websites aren't expensive because of design.
They're expensive because of what they're connected to.
Data pipelines, automation, security, scalability.
And the cost of getting it wrong.
So next time you hear someone say, no website is worth $100,000.
Ask them what that website is responsible for.
Context changes everything.
And that's the difference between expense and investment.
Next episode, we're getting corrective. Why 90% of business websites are structurally wrong.
That one might sting a little.
See you next time.